some words of wisdom from Mr. Know-It-All.
It's the Gadget Grill, broadcasting on many different gadgets all across the world, hopefully. I live in hope.
You lived in Sydney.
I do live in Sydney. It's broadcasting from Sydney, from Burwood, from lots of places, from my head. It's September 12th and we're broadcasting the Gadget Grill with Lee Stark, which is me, and Gary Stark, which is...
me. Yeah. Good evening. Welcome to the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM 88.1. How are you this evening, Lee? I'm
pretty good. Had a good weekend. It was a good spring day. It's the first real... It's not really spring, I know. I know it's technically not spring. It's not spring until the equinox or the solstice or one of them rolls...
Equinox at this time of year.
Until it rolls around. But, you know, it felt really good today in Sydney. It was nice and warm. You could walk everywhere without your jacket. Now it's cold again, so it's kind of ruined that.
It's a bit cool this evening, isn't it?
A little bit cool. I turned the heater on. I think I almost blew it up. It's a shame, because it's a new heater.
Oh, well.
That's very good of me. It's very good as the gadget guy, grill guy, person, thingy person, to do that sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, sort of, if anyone's going to blow something up, it should
better be me.
You.
It yes. better be me. What's on tonight's show, sir?
What's on tonight's show?
Oh, hold on, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I was busy yesterday, did some teaching yesterday.
Oh, good for you. Aren't you a little teacher person?
Taught somebody how to drive a radio studio.
Oh, so and someone else is going to crash this place to the ground like us.
Someone else can, they'll put dents in the mini disc player and all sorts of things like that. Went and decided to choose some new frames for some new glasses.
So you can actually see what you're doing tonight.
By the end of next week, hopefully, I'll be able to actually see what I'm doing, and
nice.
I won't bump into things when we're driving home at night.
That'd be good. I'm sick and tired of playing bumper cars with you.
Well, you know, sort of holding the white cane out the side of the car is really a bit of a problem.
That's a good thing you opted not to use the dog, because I got sick and tired of any possibility.
Dragging them behind the
car.
When you're driving at 60 kilometres an
hour. It's a bad joke to make. No. Let's be honest, we love dogs.
We do.
We love dogs a lot.
We love dogs so much. We are dog people here at the Gadget Grill.
I think we're just animal people. We're gadget people.
So
what's on tonight's show?
Well, we're going to talk about...
Junk?
Junk. We're going to talk about junk, which is what we normally talk
That's great.
About when you think
Welcome
about it.
Welcome to the Gadget Grill. We speak about junk on a regular basis.
Indeed, we do. We've got an interview with somebody about junk that
junk.
You might have at home. It's very interesting, so...
Do you like junk? Listen to the Gadget Grill now.
Exactly.
We've got junk. We've also got a new form of junk in the studio. It's called the iPod Nano. Sorry, it's not really junk.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's
very sweet looking.
I wouldn't say it's a revolutionary, not from Apple's point of view, but it's a jump. Of course they would. It's marketing speak. It's the new iPod Nano, and we're going to look at it tonight in the studio. Of course you can't, because this is radio.
Well, if you hold it up to the microphone.
I'm holding it up. I don't think anyone can see it. I think I'm just blocking my sound a bit.
Well, there you go.
But we're going to speak about the new iPod Nano. We'll describe it for you, describe what it does, what it's changed, all the things it can
all
do.
All sorts of fun things.
It can't do. It can do less than... It can tell the time.
Which it couldn't do before.
I think it could.
Nano could not tell the time before.
Really?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure if it could.
I
think it could. It just didn't do a good as job as this.
Okay.
But it can do less things than ever. It's strangely,
okay.
You're actually buying less than you ever did before.
Well, that is rather timely.
That's how technology works. And I've also got a whole bunch of news. I think you've got one more competition left in your Gadget Grill
we
sack.
We are giving away yet another digital radio tonight.
That's
this is a portable...
kind of fitting that we're on the radio and we're giving away a radio.
Yeah, we're giving away a portable, compact digital
radio. That's not
it there,
because that's an iPad.
That's an iPad, that's
right.
Correct. Yes. No, it is. This is not the digital radio that we're giving away. But
these are not the Stormtroopers and Jedis you were looking for.
No. But if you care, what's going to be our question for the night?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about this. You only told me about giving away a radio on the way here.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's when I always tell you, isn't it?
It is.
So what's going to be the question?
How about what would you have liked to have seen us give away instead?
Let's see. Well, Yeah, yeah, okay.
Lots of different things that I yeah, could what, be an iPad. What, a brand what, new car!
What would you like to see us give away on the Gadget Grill?
That's we'll try and convince the managers on next
They're
door.
Not there. They're not there at the moment, oh, no.
I just knocked on the glass for no reason.
You knocked on the glass for no reason.
Oh, bugger.
But no.
What would you like to see us give away at the Gadget Grill? And we'll see how much
Be creative.
Yeah, we'll see how much pleading and begging we can do to companies to do that.
Well, that's right. You know, if we have demand for a prize, then maybe we can... We can get the prize in for you, and maybe you can then win it.
600,000 people ask us to get an iPad, and Apple would still reject us.
Well, that's right. But, you know, sort of if now is the time to ask for that Ferrari that you've always wanted.
Exactly. Dad, now's the time for ask for those cameras you've always wanted.
Oh, that's right.
You
that's
haven't
right.
given me an actual playlist.
Haven't I?
No,
I have not.
Haven't
no.
given me a playlist. I could make a segue with that, but I haven't. Where is it? Come on, dig into your backpack. Give me that paper.
That's not a playlist.
No, this is very well planned show, this is. Yeah, come on.
No, that's not it.
How about I just try and work it out from my memory? Dad, you've got it there. Why don't you segue it
there,
now?
There it is.
Right.
There it is.
That was nicely planned.
Oh, yeah.
Very good of you.
Yeah.
And the segue would have been saying, Dad, why did you just lie to me and tell me that you know what the actual thing is?
Well, because I never lie.
You cannot lie?
I cannot tell a lie.
You know who can?
I chop down that cherry tree.
Right, you know who can?
Tell me.
Johnny Lang with Lie It to Me. Yes, now.
No, it's not. That's not the first track, is it?
Yes, it is.
It is.
It is.
Ah.
What?
Okay, well, something's happened here. So let me do that.
Okay, play that one instead. Okay. Play on instead. That's Eminem and Rihanna with Love the Way You Lie. Look,
okay.
it's the same theme.
Right.
The Gadget Grill, broadcasting in lots of places, possibly on your toaster. No, probably not on your toaster. There aren't many toasters enabled for internet radio out there. But if
there's
you do,
there's probably a couple.
I don't know any. I'd like to meet them. I have an affinity for toasters. I quite like toasters a lot. If you'd like to listen to us on your not so toaster enabled device, you can head to right now www.radio2rdj.com, where you can listen to this program as well as many other fine programs, including Colin Richardson's brilliant classical program After Us,
which is coming up after us
in about 40
minutes.
Minutes.
Yeah, 40 minutes time. But if you want to listen to us on a toaster, the Vantage digital radio that we're giving away sort of looks a little bit like a toaster. It's sort of got that retro visual appeal to it.
It does. And to enter, you just have to tell us what you'd like to win. Be as creative as possible. I mean, you're going to win if you win a radio.
That's right. But what would you like us to give away on the Gadget Grill?
Ask us what you... We could be a kangaroo. We don't have any kangaroos.
But we might get some kangaroo steak.
Yeah, we might get some kangaroo steak. That would be pretty good. You could ask to win a copy of Dad's latest biography that he hasn't written yet. In which case, it's a very small book.
It's an autobiography.
It's an autobiography.
But if you can tell us who wrote that autobiography, you'll get an extra credit.
Oh, excellent. And okay. All you have to do to tell us is do one of two things. You can either call us up at the station during one of the songs we play at 02-97-440-881.
Or you can send a Twitter message to @Leilo. That's LEIGHLO.
That's right. It's really easy to do. Just make sure to phone us up while we're obviously on, you know...
While we're not talking,
because that stops us from talking, and that's a bit of a problem. All you have to do is tell us what you would like to win. It could be an
Enough
iPad.
Enough talking. Let's start talking.
You could win some news.
Okay. You want mind control for your iPhone.
I saw this. It's actually... these are actually available in Australia. It's a mind control device that you can plug into your iPhone, right?
Not quite. This is from PLX, and you can
get... X-Wave.
That's the one, yes. Yes. And so, yes, you have. It's an ugly-looking device.
Yes, it is. It's this little X device that goes on your head. And it's made from a company who produces little things like battery parts and engine parts. It's very unusual.
Right. But while it looks ugly, it actually does have quite a good use for it, because they're targeting people who have got disabilities, who are mobility impaired. And the idea is that you'll be able to select applications and do stuff on your iPhone, and I believe other devices as well, just by having this device read what your brainwaves are doing. So this is very much the way of the future.
So in our case, not a whole lot.
No, correct.
Right. Wonderful. You know how everyone's been telling us that the 3D revolution is coming, that you should buy a 3D TV, you should buy 3D
yes, yes,
this,
yes.
3D that.
Yes, yes,
it's
yes.
It's going to come out of the screen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, apparently not so much. Apparently, according to a new study by one of the Nielsen groups, they're the people who do all those hit ratings and all those things in America, they found that the interest of people wanting to buy a 3D TV drops after experiencing it for the first time.
Well, that's interesting, because the other day we were, where was it? At the Sony event the other day, Sony were talking about...
I wasn't there.
No, you weren't.
No.
They were talking about how their goal is for next year, 20% of their high-definition TVs are going to be 3D.
Makes sense. The technology...
That's a lot.
That is a lot, especially Samsung, I have noted, have started releasing 720p TVs. TVs that don't do full HD, they do HD. And a lot of people don't understand that this actually doesn't make a big deal to most people, because most people aren't going to see full HD resolution on anything below 50 inches.
Yeah.
And even more so, a lot of content, a lot of PS3 content specifically, is only in 720p.
Yeah, yeah. Research in Motion.
Their BlackBerry. They bought someone this week.
Did they?
Yeah. They bought the people who made that Office software for the Android and Windows and whatnot.
But they've just registered a couple of patents for some very interesting technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know the billboards that you see as you're driving down the road?
I try to avoid them because I don't drive.
Right.
That would be me getting hit by cars.
Yes. Well, they've developed some technology whereby they read cell phones that are going past.
Mm.
And the number of cell phones and the speed at which they're travelling tells them what the traffic density is.
Okay.
And if the traffic's moving very slowly, then they can make the messages on the billboards more detailed. And if the traffic is moving very quickly, then the messages become more sparse, less detailed, but sort of easier to pick up at a glance.
Interesting.
That's very interesting technology.
Do you want to know what's interesting, Dad?
Tell me.
You have an iPhone, don't you?
I have an iPhone.
I know a lot of people listening to this show have iPhones because they've told us they have iPhones. Well, apparently, according to law enforcement experts, iPhones can actually hold more information that is easily tapped, like personal information that can be ripped out of it.
It's less secure, you're saying.
It's less secure than BlackBerry and Android. And as a result, the people in Detroit, one of the agencies there, have actually hired a hacker to help people, to help some of the police people, actually solve it. Are you playing with my mic?
Yes, I am.
Why?
Why not?
Because I'm speaking. Are you trying to shut me up?
No.
Okay, well, they've hired this hacker named Jonathan Zdziarski. I have no idea how to pronounce his name. But he's helping the police to actually come up with ways to take this information.
Well, that's very interesting because, of course, you know that the BlackBerry has been banned in the United Arab Emirates.
Among other places.
Because it is too secure.
Yeah.
And the governments there can't hack into it to
I don't want to say anything against
you.
Apple, because they still produce great products, and the iPhone is an excellent product.
And,
but should they perhaps be looking at maybe making it a little bit more secure?
Maybe. But then they'll get banned in the UAE.
Probably.
E-Ink. You're familiar with E-Ink devices?
Electronic ink, for people who don't know, it is basically like a book, but not. It is a digital screen that looks like ink.
And it is coming to a wristwatch near you.
Oh, crap, not this again.
Seiko are going to have wristwatches on the market before the end of the year with e-ink screens.
They experimented with this, I think it was a year ago, and it was a success, but a very expensive success.
And we're going to see some very expensive watches at the end of the year.
Well, that's not so bad, considering...
180-degree viewing angle, though.
It's a watch. It should have a 180-degree viewing angle. It's a watch.
Does your phone have a 180-degree?
My watch has a 180-degree viewing angle
But that doesn't have an e-ink screen.
I kind of don't care. It's a watch. Some things should still be mechanical.
Right.
I'm not going to move from that. Some things that are coming out, MSI, who produce some really good laptops, are actually bringing out an interesting technology in their new laptops. It's called WIDI. And strangely, it's not wireless MIDI, which is what the actual technology used to mean.
This is WIDI, not Woody.
No, this is WIDI, not Woody Allen, Dad. This is Intel's wireless display technology. And what this allows you to do, it doesn't actually let you disconnect the display, like you actually are probably thinking.
No, but I'm thinking that instead of having the flat ribbon connector that goes between the display part of your laptop and
You're wrong. What, instead of having an HDMI cable from your computer to your TV, you just pick up what's called a WIDI box, and it allows you to stream all your content from your laptop.
Oh, that's like the Samsung phones already do.
Yes.
DLNA.
DLNA. It's yes. like DLNA except for computer.
So why don't we just use DLNA?
Look, I don't make this stuff up, okay? It's not my fault.
Okay. How do you like to spend a day without your phone?
I would like it just fine. Thank you very much.
And
can
without,
I hand it back to you now?
Without your laptop.
I usually do that anyway.
And without the internet.
That might hurt. That might hurt a little bit.
Without TV.
Is it without video games too?
Without video games.
Oh crap, this is dangerous.
Without anything electronic.
No electronic pens.
No.
What about a camera?
Without a camera.
Fine, as long as you give me some film, I'm good.
Well, a film camera wouldn't
no, no,
be included.
No, no, film the old, no. What's the FE2? FE2?
No. A group calling itself Offlining is proposing a time to atone for all of our tech sins.
Wait, to atone?
To atone. Oh, they originally proposed Yom Kippur, the date of Yom Kippur is this, but they've moved it back to Thanksgiving. But yeah, the idea is that you give up all of your gadgets for a day.
I don't think many people would be able to do it. Could you give up your... Could you stop dying? Stop dying. Could you give up your gadgets?
No, I couldn't. And in fact, being at the Gadget Grill as we are,
I think we would shut down. If
we could not do it.
Our restaurant would fall apart.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want further information about this particular day, this particular event as it happens, don't come to us.
Don't come to us. We can't help you. In fact, we'll tell you to use your iPhone instead. Dad, FaceTime. FaceTime on the new iPod Touch and the new iPhone 4. It could be headed to Mac and Windows 2.
Oh, okay.
Don't quite know what software this
FaceTime
is.
FaceTime on Windows.
Yes, that'll be an interesting one, wouldn't it?
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's. We don't know quite how it's going to occur. Maybe it'll just be part of Skype. I can't imagine people opting to use FaceTime over Skype. They'd have to make some pretty convincing arguments.
Do you know what the biggest problem with FaceTime is at the moment?
The amount of people using iPhones?
Well, the amount of people using an iPhone 4, which is the only one that it works with at
the
moment. Yes.
It'll be interesting to see. It looks like Apple are going to bet on software for both the Mac and PC. They haven't made iChat compatible. iChat, under all the Mac computers, it uses a completely different system.
And, of course, iTunes doesn't work as well as it could on the PC.
There's very little that does. You know the whole Mac-PC argument that people said, oh, they each should work with each other?
Yes.
They don't like each other in any way.
Okay. How about in Britain? The Royal Mail. That's M-A-I-L, as opposed to Prince Philip.
Okay.
Or Prince Charlie. They've come up with a very interesting idea relating to postage stamps. They're including a little code on the postage stamp now. And if you've got an iPhone or an Android device and you are running the augmented reality app called Juneo, I've not seen this one.
No, never have I. I'll look it up now.
Yeah. But if you're running that and you scan the stamp, this particular stamp, it brings up a short film featuring an actor, Bernard Cribbins, who is reciting The Night Mail.
Okay.
And it gets loaded in an overlay on the phone. These stamps were released to commemorate the 50th anniversary of The Evening Star, which was the last steam engine.
I might actually have to order some in.
Running on the British rail system.
I might have to order some in.
Just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool idea, isn't it?
Can you forward me that?
I will. It'll be on the website in a couple of minutes.
Be on the website in a few minutes?
Yes.
Excellent. Dad, do you have a $1 billion? US?
I wish.
You don't have $1 billion US?
Not today.
Sadly, you can't buy GoDaddy, the company who have helped people so many times buy web domains. It's about to go on auction with a potential US $1 billion.
That's
an expensive web domain.
That is
I'm running out of news, Dad.
Well, will you lie to me?
I could lie to you. Here's a possible lie. Nikon might have carbon fiber camera body soon.
Okay, that's a lie.
You think it's a lie?
I don't think carbon fiber will stand up to the abyss. It's an interesting lightweight thing, but give me the magnesium any day.
So you give the magnesium any day with plastic?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, in that case, they better not lie to you. This is Johnny Lang. This time we got it with Lie to Me. Gadget Grill, broadcasting in lots of places, but broadcasting tonight, right now, from radio2rdj.com, but possibly from other places. You might be listening to us on your radio somewhere.
Yeah, and we might be from 2RDJ FM, 88.1 even.
Yeah, possibly.
As opposed to on the internet, which is what you said.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
But that doesn't matter.
Want to win a radio? Tell us what we should give away. Call us up at 02974 40881. You can do it while the interview that's coming up is on, because obviously we won't be talking in real time.
That's right.
Or you can grab us on at LEIGHLO on Twitter. And if you're not a member of Twitter, join. It's a real addiction.
And it's free.
Be creative. Tell us what you want to win. Could be a lemon. I don't know why, but it could be.
Yes. And in a recent survey, you know, eBay did this recent survey, and they discovered...
they now.
Yes, they discovered that Australians are holding on to a lot of unused stuff that has value.
I've been to your place before. I can tell you that's pretty much true.
I know.
I used to live there.
I know.
I was an unused thing.
Did you know that on average, people in New South Wales, typical household has over $800 worth of stuff that's sitting around that they could sell?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
Yeah.
I mean, who needs a couch? It's not like we need to sit on it.
No, no. So I had a chat this week with Jenny Thomas from eBay, and she told me all about the interview. So you want to hear that?
All about the interview?
All about the survey.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad she told you about the survey as opposed to the interview.
That's right. Let's have a listen to Jenny.
On the line, I have Jenny Thomas from eBay. Good evening, Jenny. How are you today?
Hi there, Gary. Well, thanks.
That's great. And from what I hear, eBay has been doing some interesting surveys of late.
It has, and one of the things we've been looking at is how much unwanted items, or how many unwanted items people have around their home. And what we found across the nation was actually there's 120 million items worth around $5 billion just sitting in people's homes. And these can be anything from electronic items, home appliances, sporting equipment like an old bike or something. And in Sydney,
Cappuccino machine or a foot spa.
And in New South Wales, we've looked at the research, and it shows that actually $803 worth of unwanted items are just sitting around people's homes. So we know it's spring cleaning season, so it's a good time to just declutter the house, but also make some money at the same time.
That sounds very interesting. Let's see. I'm just looking at the results of the survey for New South Wales. New South Wales is our primary market, of course, for the radio show. 38% of New South Wales ACT residents have 1 to 9 items, and 35% have 10 to 9 items gathering dust at home. That's a lot of our stuff, isn't it?
It is, and these, again, are just everyday things that people probably don't think would make much money. I for example, found some old computer cables just hanging around in a drawer and wasn't sure what they were, but put them up on the site, photographed them clearly, and they ended up going for about $20. So, you know, I think the key thing is here is that just because you think it might be something that no one else would want, actually there's always a buyer for something. So pop it on the site, write a great listing, take some really detailed photos, and hopefully you can really make yourself some money.
Right, right. Now, what else am I seeing here? Mobile phones, home decor, kitchen goods, appliances. Let's talk about home decor for a moment. What the hell is home decor? Explain this one to me, please.
So home decor is really just everyday things. So whether it's a lamp that you might have in your living room, or cushions that you have on your sofa, or a table, or really decorative items that you just have hanging around your home. We know, for example, in Victoria, they have more unwanted sort of bedroom items, so bedding, kind of throws that you put on the bed, things like that, than in any other state. And actually in New South Wales, there's more mobile phones hanging around in people's drawers, cupboards, and the like than in any other state. So it's interesting to look at the sort of the comparisons across the country.
Right, right. Audio gear. I've got a box with old stereo stuff in it. I should really do something about it, shouldn't I? It's got an amplifier and turntable, a cassette player, all sorts of crap in there, old video recorders. Now, video recorders, of course, they're something that are going they're dropping by the wayside, really, because we've all moved into DVDs now, and then we're going to move from DVDs into Blu-ray players, aren't we? So we're going to have DVD players, and some people are going to want to pick these up cheaper, I guess.
And that's the great thing about the site, is that you can go on, before you list an item, so whether it's a video recorder or whatever it might be, go on to the site, have a look at what things are selling for, you know, what the average price that you can expect is, and just look at the way they describe the listings, and you get a real sense then of how much an item might go for that you probably thought wouldn't get you very much.
Right. Now, of course, the one thing that bothers me about this is that listing on eBay incurs some sort of cost, doesn't it? Now, I don't think it costs anything to list, but when you sell it, what's the story there so people are aware of just what it may cost them? Because I know if you advertise in the traditional media, it also has to cost as well. And, you know, that's fair and reasonable. So what would be the costs to somebody to list something on eBay? How does it work, Jenny?
Sure. So when you sell on the site, if you list an item starting at 99 cents in auction, it'll cost you 30 cents to list the item. And then when you sell the item, there's a final value fee. So a percentage of the amount that your item goes for will go to eBay. But it's a very small cost, and it really depends on how much the item goes for. But it's very cheap to list on the site and really easy as well. Especially if you've never done it before, you can register very quickly and list those items. And I suppose the three top selling tips that I'd recommend people do is one, write a really good title, because that's how people search and will find your listing. So get as much in there as you can. And then the second thing I'd say is take really great photos. And often they're great when you take them outside and the light's a lot better. So make sure you take lots of really good photos. And then the third thing I'd say is write a really detailed listing, especially when it comes to selling secondhand goods. Make sure you put if there's a scratch or a dent so that the buyer's not surprised when they get it. And it's really as easy as that.
That's actually some very good advice, especially about describing any defects in what you're selling, because that can very easily become the source of some sort of dispute, can't it?
Exactly, and that's why we would always say sellers should always be as honest as possible with their listings and include as much detail as possible. And actually, it will increase the price that your item goes for, because people will see that it's very clearly described and will be more confident in placing a bid.
Right. Now, when it comes to getting payment for the goods, because that's an important part of the transaction, how does that work, Jenny?
Yeah, so when you sell on the site, you have to offer at least one of three safer payment options. So whether it's PayPal, Paymate, merchant credit card, but you can also offer things like a check, bank transfer. So really it depends on what's best for you as a seller and also what's best for the buyer. But we do have a number of payment options, and we'd always say try and encourage a buyer to pay with a safer payment option so that there is a recourse for both of you if anything doesn't quite work out as it should do.
Okay, and finally, of course, the other side of the transaction is this is a great way for people to find bargains, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, another man's... actually, I'm not going to say that. Sorry, I'm start again. People can really find some great items when they sell on eBay or look through the items on eBay. There's 50,000 categories on the site and millions of listings. So really, it's a complete treasure trove of things that you wouldn't find anywhere else.
Excellent. Jenny Thomas from eBay, thank you very much for talking with us here on the Gadget Grill this evening. It's been an absolute pleasure and a wealth of information for us.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you very much.
And Adaptones with How Long Do I Have to Wait For? It's the Gadget Grill, two crazy people sitting in a radio station with not a whole lot of time. It was Sharon Jones and Adaptones with How Long Do I Have to Wait For? Dad's ticking off away in the background because he's ticked off at me, but I only have 2 minutes to talk about the iPod Nano thanks to all the crappy news we did. Dad, that's going to get boring quickly. Why don't you Yeah, now you're doing the hourglass sound, the sound effect. So I only have 2 minutes, right?
Right.
I only have 2 minutes. It's probably gotten less. This is the iPod Nano. I've got it in my hand, the brand new one.
Hold it up to the microphone.
Hold the microphone so everyone can see. We'll put a picture online later on.
Yep.
It's roughly 37.5 by 40 millimeters. It's a very small device. It's basically...
about an inch and a quarter square.
Yeah, it's not really a square. And much like the really old iPod Shuffle that you clipped on, this is now like that shape. It's clips onto your side anywhere you want. But anywhere you want it on your shirt.
Onto your lapel, onto your shirt, onto your wristwatch.
And instead of the buttons, which were there in the first place, Apple have gotten rid of them and replaced them with a square touchscreen very similar to an iPod Nano.
Right.
Oh, sorry, an iPod Touch. And this touchscreen allows you to, if you pinch it and twist every way, much like you can on the iPhoto sort of stuff, on iPod Touch and iPhone, you can twist it around and point it whatever direction you want. And it allows you to simply go left and right and up and down to choose the tracks you want. It's a very small...
But does it actually play music?
Yes, it does when you put your headphones in.
Okay.
You plug your headphones in. There's no speaker. In fact, there's a lot of no things. For instance, there's no video.
Oh.
Which is strange because everyone was always like, there's always video on the iPod Nano. There are no games. That's been removed as well. In fact, it...
So is this a step backwards for Apple?
Yes and no. It's a step backwards in that it doesn't do as much and you're still paying $199 for an 8 gig or $229 for a 16 gig.
I think that's a bit expensive for
that. I don't, because you're still getting a fair amount of data, and it is a very cool little device that can attach to any part of your jacket, you know, very easily. I think my biggest problem with it is that it'll get lost very quickly.
I will.
It's an impressive device, though.
I will believe you.
You will believe me?
Yes.
So was that fast enough, Dad?
That was good.
This is Katie Noonan with I Will. It's the Gadget Grill, brought to you by many things, but most of all, words. Because without words, we'd be screwed.
We'd be just dead air. We'd just be dead air.
Without words, there'd be lots of dead air, random amounts of silence, not so random amounts of silence, mostly less random amounts of silence.
Useless gadget.
You know what? My useless gadget this week actually has to do with the review we just had.
Oh?
The iPod Nano, because one of the useless gadgets that came out was a wristwatch. I'll hold this up so everyone can see it on the air.
Okay.
It's a wristwatch.
I saw that during the week.
A chunk that's taken out of it so you can mount your iPod Nano and use its clock function on your wrist. There's a problem with this.
It might fall out.
Well, not only it might fall out, because I'll be honest, the clip isn't the greatest of all clips that Apple equipped this clip with, but it's more that, would you really, if you're moving your hands a lot and you plug your headphones into it, is that really a good idea?
You really want to have it with wireless headphones.
You really
do,
yeah. Actually, that's not my useless gadget. I just thought I'd mention it because you didn't give me a whole lot of time before.
Okay.
My useless gadget is called Map Envelope, and it's a useless gadget anyone can actually log on and do. Now, basically, you go to mapenvelope.com, so mapenvelope.com, and what you do is you put in your location, and you type in a message like we'd put in the Gadget Grill Studios,
so
someplace in Burwood.
Okay.
If I can remember where we are.
Woodstock,
that's it, yeah. And you type in your message, wishing you were here at the Gadget Grill, because then we'd have someone to talk about.
Okay.
And then you hit print, and you get a template for you to print out that shows your location on an envelope, so you can fold your envelope and send to people where you are.
So that would be handy if you were sending out an invitation to your birthday party.
Or if you were sending out wedding things or something like that. Yeah, it's...
Or it would be great to wrap your kids' school lunches up in. And
in case they get lost.
Well, in case they get lost, or put the wrong map in and you can send them somewhere else.
Dad, is that what you did to me? Does that explain why it took me 10 years to come back to Australia?
You found out, did you?
I found out. Explains my American accent.
There you
underneath the music at the moment, as opposed to us, is Cannibal Adderley and John Coltrane with The Sleeper, which kind of makes me feel. We should mention some winners.
We should mention
a winner,
yes.
You can judge the winner, since I'd prefer it if you would. Hold on, I'm just going to refresh my tweet feed. Did we get any phone calls?
We had a couple, but I didn't like the entries.
You didn't like the entries?
No.
You didn't write them down, did you?
I wrote them down, but I didn't like what we got.
All right, hold on. I've got them here. I have them here, and hold on, Colin's walking in the studio.
Yes, Colin, are you a winner?
Colin's a winner. He's not the winner of this. I have, all we had to do is tell us exactly what you'd like us to give away. Colin, what would you like us to give away one of these days? Anything you want.
Anything.
Anything you want.
Anything.
Anything you want.
As a giveaway.
Anything, as a giveaway. You can't win because you're an employee of the station.
Oh, right.
But what do you think would be a good prize?
An LCD monitor.
An LCD monitor.
That's cool. We got a new radio, which is strange because we're giving away a radio. We got a 13 kilograms of Runtz and 30 boxes of Pop-Tarts. That's a sweet tip.
I like that.
I like this one a lot. Dad, you tell me. It's a digital radio wrapped around a brand new sports car.
I think considering that I don't have a digital radio, but I do have a sports car, that one appeals to me a lot.
That one appeals to you? What do you think?
Sounds good.
Okay, well...
That's our winner. Alex?
Alex Kidman on Twitter. So all you have to do is come online and tell us something as easy as that. We'll try to have more prizes soon.
Yes, we shall.
We shall try. This involves a lot of begging.
That's right.
Dad, end the show.
End the show. You have been listening to The Gadget Grill here on to RDJFM 88.1 on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com. Podcasts of this show can be found at www.gadgetgrill.com.au. The Gadget Grill is hosted by Lee Stark.
Hello.
And myself, Gary Stark. And we'll be back next Sunday night for your enjoyment, education, or slagging.
Yeah, possibly both.
At 9 o'clock. And until then, this is Gary Stark signing off.
And this is Lee Stark saying, listen to this. This is Cannibal Adderley and John Coltrane with The Sleeper. Have a good week, Australia.
Have a good week.